Run the track!
Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Oh, no!
Because if there's anything ladies like, it's an abundance of tiny penises.
You guys aren't into that?
No.
Just like, instead of like one big one, just like just a couple of...
I wish you had several small penises. No, nobody likes that.
Just like a bunch of little baby carrots.
But seven of them, like udders, like cow udders. Super strange.
I was thinking seven dudes. Or like four dudes with micro. I wasn't thinking one dude with four baby penises.
Okay.
I was just thinking like a plethora.
But what you said is, I wish you had more of these. Which is just the weirdest thing in the whole wide world. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Hi, welcome to Foster the Podcast. The strangest cold open of history. Episode 209. We have a lot of stuff to do. I have a WTF article. I have a relationship question. I want to hear about Ivan's Vegas trip a little bit. He's shaking his head no. That means I definitely want to hear about it. I want to hear about Chrissy's baby update with her and her cracked iPhone screen. Chrissy, get your life together. You're a mother now. You're taking care of children.
It's so embarrassing.
First of all, it's a Samsung. Second
it's
of all,
it's always going to be a Samsung.
Get it together.
It's a Samsung house.
Get an iPhone with a case.
I'm not getting an iPhone.
Why? Why?
Because it's a garbage phone. I'm not going to get one.
The iPhone is?
Yeah.
Oh, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down. What's better? Why is Samsung better than the iPhone?
Oh, I don't know. But if you ask my husband, he'll tell you about it for about an hour.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Not allowed to have Apple products in our home.
Are those the ones that blow up?
No, not this one specifically, but
did you
yes.
You see CeeLo Green in the studio?
No.
Yeah, go on YouTube. There's a video of him in the studio. It's probably fake. I'm sure it's fake. But yeah. He's sitting there and there's a security camera recording him.
Uh-huh.
And he's just talking on the phone. And next thing you know,
his
phone blew up while it was to his face. I'm like, there's no way that like a phone is combustible. Like,
that's right. Right. You would feel it get hot before it would just explode cheek off.
I like the fact that like CeeLo Green now has to use a Galaxy phone.
Right.
I'm your host, Justin Foster. My co-host, Christy Marie. Our sound guy, Ivan Ishkov.
Hello.
I go to fosterthepodcast.com. Subscribe to Foster the Podcast on iTunes. Christy.
Yes.
What do you have?
When's the last time you've had in sobriety that you've had a cracked ass screen like that?
I broke a screen on sober.
Okay.
And it was cracked for an hour. And then I got a new phone because I'm sober and I can afford a new phone.
I'm fucking busy, dude. I'm busy. I've got a lot of things going on right now. They don't sell iPhones in the hospital.
That's true.
So back it on up.
In the NICU unit, you don't get a replacement case.
Right. Because we were saying before, that's some drunk people shit.
Yes.
Is a cracked screen.
They got Wi-Fi, though?
They do. They do. That's how I upload all my pictures.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So your babies are?
Yeah.
How old today? The picture you posted was
100 days old.
100 days old.
100 days old. Today is actually February 14th in real life.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. To the listeners, it's like July right now.
But today is their actual due date. They're 100 days old. And they got their feeding tubes out yesterday.
So awesome.
They are tube free. They're no longer devices
or
apparatus.
You're a mother of two beautiful,
absolutely
tube free
yep
babies as of yesterday.
Yep.
Happy Valentine's
Thank
Day.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. Yep. It's pretty awesome.
How did that come about?
They
were just like, it's time.
Our nurse, mm-hmm, one of our favorite nurses, he came in and he's like, you know what? It's been 100 days. We got to get these kids the hell out of here.
Nice.
Like, literally, that's what he said to me. He's like, we got to get these kids the hell out of here.
It's time.
And they were drinking. They were required to finish an insanely large amount of fluid because in the beginning they weren't gaining weight, but now they were. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no babies are required to drink this much liquid. They're not going to be able to finish their bottles if this is what is expected of them. So they lowered the amount they needed. They still continued to gain weight. So they yanked the tubes out, boom, all within like 48 hours. And now they went through all of their physical tests of like eyes and ears and heart and brain. No residuals from prematurity.
Everything's fine.
No chronic lung disease, nothing with the brains, nothing with the eyes, nothing with the ears. Right. Like everything just kind of, they grew out of everything.
Nice.
And now they're doing like some of the other testing, like they sit them in a car seat for 90 minutes. They pass that just to make sure that they can hold themselves up enough. And I don't know what the hell they do, but they sit them in a car seat and monitor them. And then today they're alternating. They have to... they stick a little device in their nose that measures every single breath that they take and how far apart they are. Mm-hmm. And they do that for 8 hours, and it lets you know if they hold their breath at all or if they're like a little bit apneic.
So like when they go to sleep, like it kind of monitors that.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Just to make sure.
And everything's good.
Yep. If they pass that, they're home tomorrow. If they don't pass that, they just put them back on caffeine and they come home Monday.
They put them back on caffeine?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what makes babies breathe better.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Caffeine. Because it gets their heart rate up a little bit and causes them to breathe a little harder, deeper.
A little bit of espresso in the milk.
Yeah, I just like the idea of some cool nurse coming in with like a rock star energy drink. I'm the bad boy. Your son's going to be using like Axe body spray.
Oh, God.
Drinking rock star.
V-neck onesies.
Yes.
I wonder if that exists. It has to, right?
Ed Hardy onesies. That's awesome. That's why today is Valentine's Day in real life. And to you guys, it's 4 or 5 weeks ahead because we're trying to stockpile episodes so Christy can have some time to be with the baby, because they're getting out like today or tomorrow or any day now. So we don't want to miss any episodes. So that's why today is Valentine's Day in our world. And it's a very strange day because you get on Facebook and it's half the people are posting stupid engagement rings that people have gotten engaged today for God knows why. Yeah. I think that's the hackiest cliche thing you could possibly do other than like Christmas.
Right. I got engaged at Christmas.
You know what I mean?
Of course you did.
You did yours on Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas and Valentine's Day, I don't understand. But then the other half is like single people that are just like, where are my single people at? Fuck Valentine's Day. I'm just like, I can't with any of you right now.
Right.
None of you.
And half of the couples are people in love, and half of the couples, you're like, nope, no. No, you don't like him that much. You hate him every day. Don't take a kissy picture and pretend like you like his ass because it's Valentine's Day. I know you hate him.
That is the best. You have like a friend of yours that calls you to bitch about, I just can't stand this motherfucker.
Right.
They're always here. And I want. Right. And then the next day, it's Valentine's Day with my love.
Right. Look at my boo. He's the best blah, blah in the whole wide world. With like a picture of like the I'm sorry I banged your sister roses. It's like, please stop. It's fine. It's fine. This is terrible. Me and my mom used to laugh on Valentine's days because I didn't have a great track record of relationships leading up to my husband.
Okay.
I have had one healthy and functional relationship, and it's the person I married.
Right, yes. Which we've never really talked about too much on this show.
Right.
We've always left exes out of this. We've never got too specific, but are you about to share something with us right now?
No, I mean, not specific, but I just didn't have a good track record. I was also a mess.
Sure.
I'm not calling anyone out. Right. I was a train wreck, but it just wasn't like a good situation. It wasn't always the healthiest. And me and my mom used to laugh because when Valentine's Day comes around and you just hate the person you're with, like you stand there in that card aisle and you pick up a card and you're like, thanks for always being there. And it's like, nope. And like, you know, you're always so understanding. Nope. And you have to find like the most generic, like, hope you have a great day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you go to the get well soon section.
Right. Hope you have a great day.
Hope you know, you have to get like the kids ones that's like, X's and O's, mucka mucka.
like one of the puppies with the big bulging eyes.
Here. With like a gift card inside.
Oh my God, you get a card with like the money holder on it. Get lost.
Here's a 20.
It's a gift card to U-Haul. Get your shit.
Get your stuff. But I always think of that on Valentine's Day because me and my mom would talk about it and we would like cry laughing because we just...
Yeah, I know. I got to go pick up a card after this. Yep. I got to go. I got everything else. I used to be the guy like right before, like, okay, I got to like get everything right before she gets out. Like I used to be the guy who's at the flower store an hour before they close.
Right.
Before she gets off work to pick up whatever is left.
It's different when you like your significant other, isn't it?
Well, it's different when you're like, I've always liked the people that I had been with on Valentine's Day. I was just such a mess and such a procrastinator and such, gotcha. You know, that
so
I didn't
you've
even
got your stuff together now.
I've got my shit together this year. So I've got the Valentine gift in advance. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm wearing tonight.
Right.
I already gotten the flowers. You know, all I gotta do is go and pick up a card.
You did really well with the flowers, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I like that you didn't go cliche with the flowers.
Thank you. She doesn't
very
like roses.
Beautiful bouquet.
And so I just got some nice yep. little assortment.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And the lady was very surprised that I wasn't buying roses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, nah,
don't
I do
that.
It's a little bit different.
We don't get anything for each other.
You guys don't?
No. Not Christmas, not Valentine's
I don't
Day.
Like it.
You don't like that we don't
like
get
that.
Anything?
No, I don't.
I'm sorry, Chrissy, to disappoint you.
I don't like it.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I've been failing as a husband for about 10 years.
Okay.
So.
I love how honest you are.
I think she's just like accepted it, like, all right, like.
But that's unacceptable. Go get your wife some fucking flowers.
I can't.
Yes.
I physically can't. I get anxiety when I think about having to get her something.
Because really? It might not be the right thing.
I don't know. I should see a therapist about this, but like I have, so I know it's her birthday or I know it's Valentine's Day, and then I'll think about it and then I'll start sweating. And then I'm a procrastinator because I avoid, I'd rather just assume that I'm going to fail than just actually going out and doing something.
Really?
It's weird. It's very weird.
No, it's not weird.
Is it the intimacy and transparency of it, of showing someone that you care and how open that makes you? Or is it more of like the act of getting it right?
I think there's a little bit of like subconsciously sabotaging it where I just do that always.
Right.
And now like I'm getting, my hands are getting cold.
Yes.
Like, talking about it.
Thinking, look at his body language.
Shit,
yeah.
I gotta get you just guys just reminded me that it's Valentine's
Day. Right. Oh no.
I had no fucking idea.
Right.
Why don't you change it up? Why don't you step outside of your comfort zone and go pick something up?
You gotta do it, dude.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
Through that fear.
I've talked about this before. It's not okay. The whole we don't really do birthdays. Like, no, you do birthdays. You can do something.
Yeah.
You can do something.
I think it'd be a nice little experiment.
We'll do some, we'll have sex.
Oh, luckier.
Fucking lutely not what anybody meant.
Here's 7 baby penises. Happy Valentine's Day.
No.
We'll have sex.
I let her blow me, so, yes. I mean, we're even,
It
right?
is her birthday. No, that's your homework. You gotta do it, and then on next week's episode, you can tell us how it went, right?
If you got her, I'm saying a single daisy and a cupcake, she'd probably cry.
Another thing is she's a florist, by trade.
Ooh,
okay,
yes.
So then
and
don't do that.
She has, I've gotten her, see that beautiful bouquet of roses, flowers right there on your desk?
Thank you.
She would look at those are tiger lilies. Mm-hmm. You know I hate tiger lilies.
Oh, wow.
Why are they arranged so bad? Just give me, here's what I do. I go to the grocery store and pick up a bundle of flowers, and I never put them together. Uh-huh. And then, because once I try to get a bouquet,
right.
She takes it all apart
and puts it back.
She's just like, just give me the just give me the material. I'll put it together.
Oh wow!
So
I get
you
the
just
flowers,
give her seeds and dirt.
Exactly.
And you figure it out.
I just I'll lay them on the kitchen counter, and she's like, "Oh, you got me flowers." And then she'll spend 20 minutes arranging them.
Okay.
And then putting
all
them.
Right.
What's her favorite movie?
Ooh. I should know this. I mean, besides Harry Potter.
I was going to say, what about some Harry Potter flicks? I did that for my husband once on his birthday. I went and I found the original Star Wars series, not the cut up ones where someone shoots first, everyone gets pissed off. I don't know. That's not my shit. And and I got him the original movie of it. And I set up a little camp out picnic thing in our living room. And I got stuff for us to make pizzas at our house. And we watched a movie and ate our handmade pizzas.
Ooh.
And he freaking loved it.
Very nice.
You're a really sweet person.
Very nice. I was like, nope, still going to just let her blow me. Oh my my God. I love it. I took the lady out to eat the other night. And I don't know, legality, maybe we can bleep the name of the place out. I don't know.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Did you take her to Olive Garden?
God damn it. It was date night. It's been a good year.
Oh my gosh.
We really wanted shitty Italian food, right? And uh-huh. I was like, what's the shittiest? We're going to go to Olive Garden.
Anywhere. Right. Anywhere. There's a thousand Italian food restaurants. You must have had to drive so far to find an Olive Garden.
Right down the street.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, right down the street.
Okay.
Because we're in Eagle Rock now.
Oh, okay.
So there's one in Glendale.
All right.
God, I shouldn't even say that. Now that's too specific. We'll bleep that part out. But if you guys ever go on Yelp or whatever, and there's a one-star rated Olive Garden, please believe them.
Yeah.
Believe the one-star rating.
Absolutely.
Believe the hype.
Yeah, do that.
Believe the hype. My stomach has been, just hurting for 3 days straight.
It's like the Olive Garden that all the other Olive Gardens send their old shit to.
Exactly. Exactly. I ordered chicken soup, right? And I'm halfway through.
That's where you messed up. Zuppa Toscana.
I know. I should have gotten that, but I got the chicken gnocchi, and I'm halfway through, and I look down, and I was like, hey, baby. I go, is chicken ever supposed to be pink? Ever? And she was like, oh, my God. It was, bright pink. bright pink. And I asked the waitress, and I was like, hey, I don't want to be that guy. And she goes, oh, well, let me ask the chef, right?
No, just cook the chicken.
right. Exactly. Bitch. She comes back. She goes, yeah, the chef said that's a pretty common thing. It gets sent back a lot because people think that it doesn't look like it's good. Can I get you something else, though?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you know that this is shitty uncooked chicken.
Right.
That was probably frozen and this guy just cooked the outside.
Yeah. But I mean, to the part where it was still stringy with the white, the white curves. Oh my God, I felt like I've been going to throw up for two and a half days. It's been a nightmare.
Yeah.
And I go, I was at Flapper's the other night and I had went to the chefs in the back. I was like, hey guys, I was like, is there any possible scenario in soup or otherwise where chicken is supposed to be bright pink? They're like, God, no, you're going to die.
Right. No, that is false.
Oh God. So heed the, I'm one of those guys, I read this, I look at the stars of the places that I go to.
100%.
But I don't always follow.
You got to.
I know.
Why are you looking it up if you're not going to follow it?
I don't know. I should.
Yeah.
So we went to a one-star Denny's the other day, right?
Okay.
And a one-star Denny's, that's just a Denny's.
Right.
I understand that.
Right.
You know what I mean? The people that are going to rate a Denny's are the people that are just going to give it a one-star, you know?
Yeah.
We had coffee or whatever, and she had lipstick on her coffee.
Right.
You know, and she was like, oh my God, this is probably, you know, I was like, you know, one-star Denny's.
Yeah.
You're like, it's not blood on your coffee mug. Like,
right.
Just, if that's
syringes
the worst,
in the booths.
It's fine. But one-star Olive Garden, not good.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with that.
Yeah.
Nope.
Are you guys going to go see the 50 Shades of Darker movie for Valentine's Day?
No.
I haven't seen the first one.
I haven't either.
No.
It's like the big Valentine's Day.
Which is so weird.
Isn't it strange?
Why is that a Valentine's Day thing? I think it's like a single lady Valentine's Day thing, but are there couples who are let's go watch this movie where they beat the shit out of each other?
I honestly think that's what they aimed for, but I think that Lego Batman has
Yeah, man.
Fuck, just shun them out.
100%.
For couples
what we're
movie.
Doing is going to see Lego Batman.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, 'cause why would you? Why would you go see a girl getting finger banged in an elevator versus Lego Batman?
Right.
I don't understand. Did you ever get into those books though? Did you ever read those? I don't, it's gotta be an older,
I don't know. Everybody read those bitches.
Like a mom.
But I was not interested in that.
A mom thing who's bored with her CEO or her, just regular
romance
husband.
Novels just are so cheesy to me. They just don't do it for me.
Yeah.
It's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, I don't understand the appeal of that, because people were when those books came out, that was the house moms Harry Potter series.
Yeah,
people were losing their minds over it, and I just all right.
And I wonder why that one blew up so much more than any other. Isn't it just aren't the storylines all the same? It's got to be all the same, right? Yeah. I don't know.
Meek girl meets powerful man. He ties her up, smacks her around a little bit.
Right. But then she empowers herself in the end.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know,
We need three of these movies.
Right. Right. It's fine. I get it.
So there's something we touched on last week's episode, speaking of like Star Wars and Harry Potter and shit, was we were talking about like the nerdy shaker tin that I had at the gym.
Oh yeah.
And we were making a joke about like nerds like working out, but you were saying that there's a nerd gym.
Yeah. Up the street there's something called Nerd Strong Gym, mm-hmm. and it's like nerd based gym for nerds with all the trainers are like into nerds. So
excuse me, you guys have Wi-Fi here? It's just the bars. They're just lifting the bars. There's no way.
I was going to say, just a bunch of Dance Dance Revolution machines set up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quidditch.
Yes. Quidditch. Chess. They're just working on their...
Nerd Strong Gym is owned and operated by a team of diverse nerds that love bringing fitness to everyone. We enjoy helping people change their lives and are constantly updating the services of the gym to better provide for our members. And then it has like the person, what kind of like fitness they coach, and then it has their hobbies. So like this person's into PC games, you know, like it, like the PC games they're into, the TV and movies that they're into. This guy's a Star Wars, Star Trek, Game of Thrones guy. This guy plays a little D&D, what books they like all that kind of stuff. So it lets you know not only that they are a nerd, but like what nerdy stuff they're into.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to, what is it, Nerd Strong?
Yeah, Nerd Strong Gym.
Maybe I'll reach out and see if they want to be like sponsors or if they want to come on and like and talk about it.
Yeah, my husband was so excited when he found this. And look at their shirts are a 20-sided die with like the swords coming out.
How cool is that? That's really cool. All right, I'll reach out. Listen, Nerd Strong, if you're listening to this, you don't have to pay us for this promotion.
Yeah.
But from here on out, we want money. All right.
The first one.
Is it a franchise
free.
Or is it like, are they all over the place or is it just one location?
I think it's just this one.
That's really cool.
I think it's just this
the
one.
The treadmill just shows Star Trek Voyager on the little TV over and over.
There's so many gyms out that are like. Like specialty, like
themes.
Yeah, boxing gyms, MMA gyms, like Tai Bo. Like people are bored of like the Schwarzenegger era, like bodylifting, like just weightlifting or running on a treadmill. Like, no, we need something to do. We're gonna be here. Let's entertain ourselves.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing about LA is that everything you want, whether it's fitness or any sort of hobby you have, there's like niche things for everything.
Yeah.
Like if you go like to the south or the Midwest, a gym is just a gym.
Right.
It's, you know, it's like you would see on Rocky. There's some weights in the corner. And you know what I mean? And
yeah, here it's like an actual social gathering.
Everything
like,
you need.
This is what we do for fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. Like, you know, like if you like yoga, come to LA. You got cat yoga.
Right.
If you like to work out, but you don't like big dude, go to the nerd gym or whatever. Like everything here. That's why like we give this place a lot of shit.
Right.
But, like at the end of the day, this place is pretty awesome.
Right. We're still here for a reason.
Right. Like it's insane, you know, but there's still some beauty of it.
The non-nerd gyms are about as creepy as you could possibly hope to find.
They're real bad. For the most part. They're real bad. I like on the last like, couple of episodes, I've shit on Olive Garden and 24 Hour Fitness. You've shit on Apple. I've shit on Samsung.
That's all right. Equal opportunity.
That's why we don't have any sponsors. So I have a bunch of stuff that we can do today. I don't know. Christy, I'll let you choose. Do you want to do... I have somebody sent me because I announced a couple of weeks ago that I was moving in with my girlfriend.
Yes.
Somebody sent us a reasons an article why you shouldn't move in before marriage.
Okay.
I've also got a relationship article that we can do, or I also have a W2F article that we can get to first. Which one do you want to do first?
Let's do the relationship article.
Okay. All right. So we'll do the relationship article. Please know that this is. That I did my prep for this at the first of the week. So this isn't just something I'm making up right now.
Okay.
Because it's going to sound like I am.
Okay.
So this week's relationship article, basically the subject says, does my girlfriend have a right to get mad at me for not getting her anything for Valentine's Day?
Fantastic.
Christy, is it not written on there?
Fantastic.
Please tell me I didn't just make that up.
Nope. That is written. That is in the notes. That is in the notes.
We've been seeing each other for 3 months and we're very close. I've always made my points and views clear. I told her that I really wasn't interested in Valentine's Day and I just see it as a materialistic holiday for people to make money. I find the whole lovey-dovey stuff very cringy.
I find that very cringy.
3 months, though. 3 months is a weird period, though. You know, that's like that.
Why is 3 months a weird period? 3 weeks is a weird period.
Oh, you're right. I was thinking 3 weeks. Yeah, 3 months is, yeah, you get your shit together.
I mean, you're with that person.
Yeah.
See, I understand Ivan's thoughts behind it more so than it's just materialistic. Who cares?
Yeah. That's some like deep seated stuff that this is just
right.
This is a guy who wants to be the guy that like
right.
It's just a Hallmark it's holiday. Just the,
right. Yeah. Right. So then make it something different. I know people who complain about Christmas. They're like, it's all just commercial. It's like, then make it something different. Mm-hmm. It's not going away. So then redefine it by your own standards.
Right.
Don't get each other something for Valentine's Day, make each other something or do an activity together or whatever the hell it is.
I don't think there's anything wrong with agreeing as a couple not to do anything just because it's weird. The expectation, especially if you've been together so long, the expectations are so high, the pressure's on. As long as you make an effort outside of that day, say like, you know what, fuck Valentine's Day.
Sure.
But, you know, for some reason this day, like, it's special for us for this right. reason. So
yeah.
like I'm gonna make an effort on this day or just randomly surprise her with something.
So on Valentine's Day, every female around her is receiving things, getting things, yeah. everyone's getting their flowers. No,
we're in LA.
And all that
everyone's
kind of
single
stuff.
And everyone's miserable and everyone's looking outside for something else. They're all full of shit. My thing is I think everyone is kind of full of crap.
I mean, fair enough, but
yes.
I don't know. I think that on people's birthdays, I think that on Christmas, I think that on Valentine's Day, it doesn't take much just to say, hey, this holiday isn't for me, but I think you're rad. And I, you know what I mean? Like just
you
don't.
Definitely got to do something.
Yeah. Because she's going right. to go to work the next day. Right. And have to explain to all her coworkers.
Right.
Well, yeah, my boyfriend doesn't really believe
yeah,
in
but
it, but the 20th, we may do something, you know? Yeah. Right. You gotta right. do something.
Well, he surprises me on other days.
Right. I just spent $80 to go see The Notebook. Right. Why do women want to do things that are free? Why do they want to spend money for things that are free all the time? You know what I mean?
I'll clean the house.
Right.
Yeah.
Make sure dinner's ready.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And probably get some flowers or something. But it's never anything
so
huge.
Then you do, but that's doing something for her for Valentine's Day. That's letting her know that you think that she's special. Yeah. It doesn't have to be like a
yeah, you're right.
Here's a brand new
something.
Car.
Right.
Yeah. Cleaning the house. Cleaning the house is really good. I'm glad you touched on that.
Yeah.
Because that's not just like that's an effort. Like you've
right.
gone to show that I'm
right.
Women like that, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then she gets to come home from wherever she's been and not have to stress about a dirty mm-hmm. house or making dinner or whatever. You've taken stress off of her for that day and taken, you know, things that she might have had on her list of things to do, taking that off the table. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's definitely
worth a blowjob. I don't know who's, like, not working on Valentine's Day. I'm working tonight.
Right.
And back in Chicago, I mean, I had a trucking company and I'd be on the road all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even remember in the last 10 years any Valentine's days that we actually like
right.
had off and planned something.
Right.
Usually
right.
it's just work.
Yeah. So to kind of put a bow on that, that is not a valid excuse that you don't believe in Valentine's Day and that it's a Hallmark holiday.
No. You can do something.
Do something.
Yes.
I clean the house, get her a cupcake, Star Wars movies, whatever.
Right.
Just to show.
Yeah.
Just to give her something to talk about at work the next day, basically.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be an $80 movie and a night out at the Olive Garden. You can do whatever you want.
It doesn't have to be food poisoning at the Olive Garden.
No.
The one-star Olive Garden, let's be very clear.
Okay.
So this is today's WTF story that I found, which it kind of piggybacks to what we talked about the other day with the lady with the perfume, but it's a little bit deeper.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So virtual reality smell porn, get a big whiff of the future.
You guys know how I feel about using our technology to masturbate.
Right. I love the future. going to be amazing.
If you're listening to Foster the Podcast, buy stocks in any sort of AI.
In the future, buy stocks.
Buy anything that dudes can fuck right. or jerk off to.
Yeah.
Put money, all of your money into it right now, because that is the future.
Apparently.
First, we had sex dolls. Now we have robot sex dolls. Right. Now we have celebrity robots. Right. Now we have robots that are coming out that respond to touch and that can make noises.
Right.
We also talked about on one episode a cafe where you can get coffee and a blowjob.
From a robot,
yes.
Right.
So now the adult entertainment company Cam Soda is introducing a gas mask designed to enhance its online sex shows by allowing users to smell scents chosen by the performers.
Why? Someone tell me why. Someone tell me why you need that. Someone tell me why you need to be able to smell as you watch.
Users can watch a cam performer in virtual reality and experience the odors they've chosen from their own personal scent profile.
Oh, boy.
This can include anything perfume odors. This can include everything from perfume odors to ocean smells to body odor and even the scent of sex organs. We're just trying
the
to touch
the ocean.
Yeah.
The ocean. Is that what you said?
Yeah, the ocean.
The ocean.
Yeah, uh-huh. If like the ocean turns you on, you can smell the ocean while people
Why
are
Why would that be what you do?
I don't know.
What kind of sex show do they have going on that incorporates the ocean? She's
nice
like dressed
breeze,
up like a mermaid.
Maybe, I don't know. They basically it's called nose porn.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No.
Florida-based cam performer Victoria Ryan.
Oh, okay.
I think this is the. We're just trying to touch on every possible way to make virtual reality more than just visual. She told the Huffington Post. She says that different performers all use different scents for different shows. For instance, a woman dressing up like a horny housewife might want to incorporate the smell of baking bread into a show. So there you go, guys.
Super duper.
Well, why, Christy? Why wouldn't you want to involve all senses in?
Oh no, in no! I'm gonna have no. Here's the.
What?
Here's the way.
So when you're making love, effort? You don't the sense.
Yes,
is not
but
important?
They're not making love. They're watching porn on a fucking computer. So if you're not, so why would you need to smell something? You're taking the extra step of putting on a fucking gas mask so you can smell some stripper's twat while you jerk off to your computer. It's insane.
What if you're Skyping with your significant other and the technology is there?
But that's not what
to,
this is for.
But it'll get
for
there.
Watching.
Yep. Yep.
Sex shows online.
Okay. Okay. And you know how we said that porn pioneers technology?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So there's other applications for this. Can you imagine
then
watching a Food Network show and they're cooking and all of a sudden you get that smell like, ooh, that steak,
but
I smell
Ivan,
it.
But Ivan, if that was the article we were reading, I'd be like, ooh, neat, that sounds yummy. Why is this article out before the Food
because
Network article?
Because it takes
article?
Porn to cultivate that,
the picture
that technology.
I'll have to start with the dick.
The picture is a guy with a gas mask on, with sunglasses, a Bluetooth in his ear. It's like, come on, man. Just fucking jerk off.
You know what I mean? And move on with your day. If you have that much time to prep for your jerk off sessions, you need to get a better job.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Several more hobbies.
Remember, I don't know if you guys have ever been busted masturbating when you were young. Could you imagine being a kid now just to hook up the machines?
VR glasses and
yes.
gas masks. Why does Timmy's room smell like apples?
The ocean.
The ocean. Timmy, have you been masturbating again? It smells like the Santa Monica Pier in your room.
Gross.
Oh, my
Gross.
God. Yep. I was like, oh, Christy's going to hate this.
I don't like it.
Do you,
it.
Like, seek out articles that are going to get under her skin?
Pretty much. Every Monday I wake up and I go, all right. Nope, that's too tame. No, that's too... Oh, woman makes perfume with her vagina scent? Smell porn? Yes.
Smell porn.
And I don't even let her know either. I don't. I just. It's like my ace in the back pocket.
I'm also like, what about people that are visually impaired? They could
okay.
have... audible stimulation and they could smell it.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you against?
Nope. That's a good idea.
So handicapped smell porn?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that's where they were. I don't think that they were there when they created this technology.
Again, if that was the article we were reading, I'd be like, good for them. But it's not.
Yeah. 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 Okay. So, so moving on, Ivan, how was Vegas? So we touched on a couple of weeks, I don't even know when.
A while ago.
A while back that you have a little bit of an issue with gambling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you had a trip to Vegas planned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were all rooting for you to not gamble. And,
I did it. And I didn't gamble.
And you did not gamble in Vegas.
I did not gamble. But I feel like I might as well have gambled.
Just a couple your soul times. Hurts.
Well, my best friend was there and a couple of times. Okay, so when there's three couples together and they're all under this, like, we need to be together all the time and we can't spend any time apart, it makes you want to kind of blow your brains out, especially after the second day. You're like, you know, I love you guys, but I can't stand around the craps table watching you guys throw dice.
Sure.
Right.
Or stand behind you while you're playing blackjack. First of all, my heart's racing.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. My buddy's like, one of my best friends growing up. He's sitting behind a blackjack table and he's like asking for advice. He's like, what should I do? And I'm standing there. I'm like, well, it's...
Give him your car.
The dealer.
Sell your house.
Well, I'm like, well, the dealer, you know, has a 6, so he's probably... That's a bus card. And I'm explaining to him the rules. Right. And he's like, what should I do? And I'm telling him basically what I do. I'm like... And then I stopped for a second. I'm like, well, I might as well be fucking gambling right now.
Right. Yeah, right.
And then, like,
right.
you start rationalizing. And there was a couple times where, like, I'm so glad I didn't bring any cash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't bring any cash. My bank account was empty.
Yeah.
Mary had all my money.
Yep.
Yeah.
She just has all the money in general.
Right.
That's why you couldn't get her anything for Valentine's Day. She has all your money.
Right.
That's a whole other thing.
The cash.
That's an interesting point, though. It's like if you're a recovering alcoholic and you're hanging out at a bar, like, so how does it smell?
Right.
How does it taste?
Right. Which wine should I pick? Here, just smell all of it. Just swish them in your mouth. Yes. Let me know which one tastes the best.
Yeah, it's got to be brutal.
Yeah, I was telling you before, the thing that I was not expecting was the amount. I'm not like an angry guy. Mm-hmm. The whole weekend, I was so angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I realized I was like really mad at like, certain people.
Sure.
Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, why am I? I was just like grinding my teeth, and I was like complaining to Mary about this, about my brother-in-law, mm-hmm. And then a couple times I had to stop and be like, "There's no fucking reason for me to be this mad."
Right.
Right.
And then I was like venting to my friend, and then like in the middle of venting, I'm like, "Oh, this is my ego."
Right.
I'm like this. Like nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong, but my like hands are shaking and I'm boiling. And I'm like grinding my teeth.
Yep.
Right.
And the feeling doesn't go away. Like I came home and I'm laying in bed and I'm furious.
Yeah. Right. Wow.
And Mary's just like, you know, scared to talk to me. And I'm just like, I'm just like, look, I understand. Like you have to understand this is just an emotion. And I understand this is just an emotion.
Right.
And I hate that I feel this way. And I've never like really analyzed anger before. I'm not really an angry person. And then, it's coming down where I'm like, okay, but like talking about it right now, like also like brings it back up.
Sure.
Like,
but that's the thing about addiction, especially when you are in and around the thing that you're addicted to and other people are allowed to do it. Mm-hmm. And you have made the decision that you're not allowed to, it's like, I can't do this thing. They can do this thing. And then you're like, well, that person seems like they have a problem. How come they're allowed to do it? And I'm not allowed to do it. And it starts that whole, like getting really resentful.
One thing that was really hard for me. It's not viewed as like a serious problem.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're around people, and you're in Vegas, everyone's gambling, and they're just looking at you like, why is Ivan not gambling?
Right.
Ivan has a problem. With what, gambling?
Right.
Why doesn't he just stop? Mm-hmm. Why doesn't he just set a limit?
Right.
And they kind of like look at you like, they kind of like laugh at, like I felt like the laugh, and nobody did literally like point their finger and laugh at me, but I was embarrassed the whole weekend.
Right.
So I'm like standing around, I'm like, why aren't you gambling? Why aren't you? I'm like, I can't.
Right.
I can't.
And I think, not to diminish your feelings, but I don't gamble. Not because I have a problem. I just don't like gambling.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of that, you might be projecting a lot of it. Because I go to Vegas a lot and people are like, why aren't you gambling? I'm like, I don't like losing money. And like, that's the end.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's almost like that when people don't drink, but they've never drank. And you go, hey, how come you're not drinking? Like, oh, I've never drank. And they let it go. Right. But then when you go, I quit drinking. That's when it's like, well, why?
Right.
And like, what's wrong with you?
Get
it. But I get that though. I get that feeling.
Yeah. And it's the same with alcohol too. When you haven't been like a drug addict along with your alcoholism, people don't really, they're like, yeah, it's just booze. Like just, you just have one glass of wine and it's fine. You know what I mean?
Just play a game of cards. It's not a big deal. Yeah. People don't. Right. And you're right. Gambling is one of the lower of all the addictions. If you, if they, if you're like, I don't want to shoot heroin. People are like, I get it.
And they, and my ego gets so bruised. Like, that's what I learned this weekend is like, check your fucking ego.
Right.
Nobody, like, you're right. Nobody cares about,
no one gives a
this
shit.
This is all in my head.
Right.
So, but like, they don't get it. And they'll be like, oh, what, you know, they're reading it. Oh, you're broke and you can't gamble. And that's the reason you can't gamble is because you're broke. So they'd be like, oh yeah, here's $100. So just go play blackjack. I'm like, that's not the fucking point.
Yeah.
Right.
Money is not the point.
Right.
Right.
I could be a billionaire and still be in GA because you're sabotaging your life. You're ruining your life. You're in that casino 16 hours a day.
Right.
It you can't live. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, like, it's a, this fucking wall that you can't go through.
Right. But we are, I am very proud of you that went to Vegas and did not gamble at all. Like, that's a huge deal.
I'm not doing it again.
You're not going back to Vegas.
No. There's,
Vegas is a tough place, man. It's it's especially for people who have addictions and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's a hard sell, you know?
Yeah.
It's a real, because everything, you can do everything there.
You can do everything
there. If you're a sex addict, there's escorts.
Yep.
If you're an alcoholic, there's free booze.
Yep.
If you're a drug addict, it's on the strip. If you're gambling, that's there. You can gamble in Denny's there, you know? So it's tough.
I think the only reason why I still like going to Vegas is because when I go with other sober people. So we're all, you know what I mean? Like, even if there's half the group that's, you know, has like the yard long cocktails around her neck.
The daiquiris.
Like, there's also half of us that are just doing other shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that makes a big difference. If I went with just a bunch of people and we were just in a bar 24 hours a day when we were there, I'd be like, this is not fun.
I was surprised. There's some cool shit to do in Vegas.
Yeah.
Downtown Vegas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went to this place called Container Park. Have you guys been there?
No.
It's right downtown. What it is like this huge square that they took a shitload of, shipping containers.
Okay, yeah.
You know the tiny house movement with containers, like they'll turn them into houses.
Container,
well, this is all just like little bars, little cupcake houses, a playground for kids, little shops, and everything is just one container, like every thing.
Right.
And it's set up really cool, and there's this huge playground. We were there during the day, and I was like checking out, and they had like EDM music playing through the speakers.
Oh, cool.
And they had a little stage and like a grass field, and kids were playing like toddlers running around.
That's
then at like 9 p.m., it's 21 and over. And it turns into like a cool little like hangout.
That's awesome.
In Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super rad.
It's cool when you find places like that.
Yeah.
When you know, like me not drinking anymore. It's like, it's fun to go to places like Vegas or, you know,
wherever you're used to drinking.
Yeah. And instead of finding the coolest bar, you find the coolest park. You find the coolest, you know, whatever in that town. That's always like, that's one of the main things I liked about traveling and not drinking.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, all right, where can we go that's got the best happy hour? You go, okay, cool. What's got the greatest view or the best food or whatever? You know, I'm still going to end up eating at an Olive Garden, but I like to know that I have options.
Yeah, that was good, nice. Though, and we like drove out because we were like already kind of by the, because my brother and sister-in-law are vegans and they had a place they wanted to go visit. And it just so happened to be kind of by the mountains and the rocks and stuff.
Nice.
And then we just kept driving and we took a walk around the red rocks and stuff and read all the little placards about the nature shit.
That's awesome.
Cool.
So yeah, you just like find little things to do.
Dude, I'm going to Vegas in November to do a half marathon.
Yeah.
And if you would have told me that I would go to Vegas to run a half marathon a few years ago, I would have been like, you're out of your fucking mind.
Right?
Yeah.
What month of the year is this?
November.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be perfect.
Yeah.
It's really cool. They block off the streets and it's like a big deal.
I just can't imagine like July.
God, could you imagine?
Just a bunch of passed out dead people stuck to the asphalt.
Just melting.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Well, congratulations, Ivan. That's awesome. How are we doing on time?
You're 42 minutes.
Oh, perfect. Let's do this and then we'll wrap it up because we got a, we got to get out of here. Christy's got to go take care of them babies. This is just something fun that I found, which is, I think it's a conflict of interest, but let me know what you think. So it's basically about this company. Acquisitions in business happen all the time. Is that how you say that word?
Acquisitions?
Acquisitions in business happen all the time. But this has some people wondering if it could be a borderline conflict of interest. British consumer goods company Reckitt Benckiser, maker of Durex condoms, has just acquired Wick Fresheners, which is a Mead Johnson Nutrition company, maker of baby formula. So,
wait, say who?
So Durex Condoms has now acquired a line of baby formula as their other fucking branch of their company.
What the hell?
So there might be some holes in those condoms, is what you're saying. I gotcha.
It's like a before and after.
Right. Might be a couple of holes in those
Could
condoms.
Could you imagine?
Yep.
We have these condoms, and if they don't work, we also sell baby formula.
Right. So congratulations.
I saw that. I was like, ooh, that's probably, there's got to be some checks and balances in there somewhere.
It feels like you're wearing nothing, because you are.
Some guy just swimming in a pool of money.
Right. Scrooge McDucking. That's fucking awesome.
Isn't that hilarious?
Oh, God. So, no Durex.
No Durex.
No Durex.
Ugh, we just lost another sponsor on this show. Olive Garden, Durex, Apple. But we just gained Nerd Gem, so I think we're up one.
And Trojan.
All right, that's. I think that's a good stopping point for today. Dude, that what a great man. I'm just happy for you, man. That's awesome.
Yep.
I for sure, like, I had taken bets that you were going to gamble in Vegas, so you lost me about $100, but I'm glad you made it.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man. So that's our show. Go to fosterthepodcast.com. Subscribe to Foster the Podcast on iTunes. Leave us a good review on there. Leave us a good rating. It helps us in the search engines on there. And then, oh, we didn't get to the move-in article. I was going to say, thanks, everybody, for sending in articles and stuff, but I didn't even read half of them. We'll do that later.
Yep.
Yeah. So add us on Facebook. If you want to send us messages, that's the best place to do it, on our Facebook page. If you want to send us articles, do it on there. And also for all my social media, please add me, Justin Comic. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. Christy, what's your social media?
At Rowan Moon Reiki.
Add Christy and go look at those cute ass babies that don't need breathing tubes anymore. And Ivan?
You can find me at Ivan Ishkov. And at GA meetings. So.
You can find me screaming in a corner. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.